The next patient is a dictation for the 23rd of August of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Linda Harper. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Gilda, G-U-I-L-D, like in Delta A, Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Fleur, F-L-E-U-R. That is referred to our office for evaluation of the kidney function and proteinuria. When we had the opportunity to review the referral, we noticed that in the year 2021, the patient had a creatinine of 1.76, a BUN of 20, a fasting glucose of 145, estimated GFR of 34, a calcium of 9.3, and a TSH that was elevated. The levels of vitamin D3 were measured later on and have been with a normal range. Period. In the year 2022, the serum creatinine was 1.79. Estimated GFR was 31. The cholesterol 221, the HDL 89, triglycerides 93, and LDL of 113, with the calcium of 9.6 in the presence of a parathyroid hormone of 111. The phosphate levels were 4.7 milligrams per deciliter. Uric acid was 7.5. The patient has been taken thyroid supplementation, 112 micrograms of levothyroxine on daily basis. In February of 2023, the creatinine went down to 1.5, and the BUN was 14. Estimated GFR went up to 53. In August 3rd of 2023, the creatinine is 1.2. The GFR is up to 37. The calcium is 9.7. The level of vitamin D remains 29, and the parathyroid hormone has come down to 88. Period. There was no variation in the therapy. The only thing that has been done according to the patient is the extraction of the teeth in the lower jaw. The patient is an avid smoker and has been for many years, and she doesn't have plans to quit. The protein creatinine ratio is 245 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This patient has an estimated EFR that is up to 50 mL per minute. At this point, the patient is feeling well. There is evidence of improvement of the kidney function. The estimated EFR is up to 50. The patient has minimal macroproteinuria. There is no evidence of a history of kidney stones. Period. We're going to reevaluate the kidney function. We're going to order an abdominal CT scan, including the pelvis. And I don't think that the patient has evidence of acute nephritic, N-E-P-H-R-I-T-I-C syndrome. There is no evidence of hematuria and not systemic symptoms. There is no evidence of hypertension, period. Number two, the patient has relapsing urinary tract infections. According to the patient, she has a urinary tract infection every month. According to the patient, there is no history of urology workup. We'll evaluate the pelvic order organs through the CT scan. Number three, there is a remote possibility of secondary there is a remote possibility of primary hyperparathyroidism. If present, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia or hypophosphatemia. However, there are no changes in the alkaline phosphatase. Following number, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with the impairment of the lung function. The patient has a bronchi that are disseminated as well as disseminated wheezing. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, history of hypertension under control. We're going to complete the evaluation before we give our final opinion. I want to thank Dr. Sinclair for the kind referral. We'll keep her posted with the progress.